boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Do it. Do it for your pets. I beg of you, open the windows.
Oh, yeah. It's like that temperature outside.
I know it might be a little too chilly still, but I you got to do it. Because here's the thing. Neighbor man made bacon this morning. And you know what bacon does?
It stinks.
It stinks up your house. And he made it. And I was like, oh, God, it's starting to stink up a little bit. I'm like, I'll just open the windows a little bit. And let me tell you, Mochi's eyes. I was like, are you okay? Did you eat something weird? Like, he looked weird. They were like, I don't know, like, one, his pupil was small, but the rest, wide.
Massive. Yeah.
Massive. I'm like, oh, he's seeing things because the window's open. I was like, I got to open this more because I barely had it open. I was like, I got to open it more for him. I opened it up for him, and he was the happiest, fattest cat you've ever seen. I mean, I haven't seen his tail wiggle so much in my entire life. He was so happy.
Yeah, I got to do this because I think my cats, I mean, they are always looking out the windows. I think they like the smells of outside and the wind and stuff.
And the sound, they can finally hear the sounds again.
Sounds, although that makes them kind of tweak out a little bit. But yeah, I kind of wish I would have done that because I also did not mess with my thermostat before I left it. So it's probably going to be quite hot in the house.
I officially turned my thermostat off.
See, I should have done that.
It is officially off. I almost left the window open for Mochi, but I was afraid it was going to get too cold when I came back home. So I did not leave it open for him. He only got it open for about an hour, but I should have left it open all day.
I'm going to bet you're
going to live his time of his life.
You're going to get home and he's going to be sitting by that window like, Mom,
open it up.
Open it. I'm waiting. I've been waiting all day. Hello. This type of weather just gets us excited here in Iowa. You were just saying you're opening up all the windows because why not for the animals. I got excited last night because my boyfriend Curly goes, hey, the neighbors have a fire pit going outside. I was like, oh my God. Here's the problem is, number one, I don't know them. Number two, they never leave their house. These are the neighbors that I am convinced.
Elvis Presley was having a fire pit?
Yes. He said he saw him outside.
I have questions.
Go ahead, because I don't know if I have answers. I don't know them at all.
Did it look like Elvis Presley?
Well, no. It's a guy and a girl.
Dang it. So it is, in fact, not Elvis Presley living next door?
I don't think so. Unless.
Well, unless.
It's a really good disguise.
That's what I'm saying.
They're pretty young, too, so that doesn't make sense.
Well, that doesn't mean we couldn't have gotten hair color changed, some work done.
Major Botox.
Okay, so I'm still going with you live next to Elvis Presley.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so tell me some tea. What do you got? Just that they had a fire pit, nothing else?
Well, they had a fire pit, and now I'm like, I don't have a fire pit. I don't really want to. They're kind of expensive, right? I don't really want to buy one. I want to borrow theirs. But how do I do that when they don't leave their house?
You spark up a conversation with, are you Elvis Presley? That's what you do. And then can I borrow your fire pit?
Hey, are you Elvis, by the way? Would you mind?
I just have this gut feeling that you're secretly Elvis Presley because you never leave your house.
Want to talk over some some marshmallows?
And some beer?
Okay, that honestly might work. Maybe I'll leave a note. I'll leave a note on the door.
There you go.
Signed Elvis.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm always intrigued when somebody says they're just a naturally flirty person because I'm like, how? You know what I mean? Like, I feel really awkward about flirting, but that's probably just a me problem. So I've seen this flirting technique going around on TikTok that is supposedly gonna help you find the person that you want. So this girl named Chelsea Anderson came up with this concept that she's calling sticky eyes. What you do is if you're like, I don't know, out at the bars or at the club or wherever, and you notice somebody that you're like, ooh, I really want to talk to them, but I don't want to go up to them first. She says use the sticky eyes. So you look at the person from across the bar and then wait until they notice that you're looking. But before you can make eye contact with them, you got to look away. And then the next time you look at them and you catch eye contact, you're both looking at each other, don't look away first. Don't break the eye contact. Let them look away first. Then, once you look away, you don't look back. So they've broken the eye contact. Now you just ignore them. And she says within 45 seconds, that person is going to be right in front of you.
Oh, whatever.
As if they've been summoned by your sticky eyes. And that's what it is.
Okay, I want to try this. Cameraman, listen up. All right, I'm not cheating on you, but I got to try this
science.
Because I do not believe this.
I don't know.
Can we go out tomorrow for science? This is not me trying to get somebody. I do not believe this. Somebody try this and let me know, because I do not believe this whatsoever.
I don't think
this does not work.
I would feel so dumb, but maybe that
I'm gonna try this on my coworkers.
Oh,
and not to be hit on. I'm not trying to hit. I'm gonna see if it works.
I think they're gonna think you're snooping. You're a peeping Tom.
My coworkers?
Yeah, they're gonna be like, "What are you looking at?"
I'm gonna do it to my boss, and then they'll be like, "You got something to say?"
Do I have something on my face?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
My picky eating has gotten so out of hand that Neighbor Man has had his final straw with me.
It's very frustrating as the opposite person who's not picky and likes to try new things.
Well, yeah, you is no as a curly
picky. Not super. About certain things. You know he hates tomatoes. And he will have a little baby fit if there's tomatoes in something.
But his brother's worse.
His brother who lives with us is much more specific and picky, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know that you get it.
I get it.
You got to deal with it, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm a picky eater, but I feel like I've gotten better, but apparently not. Because Neighbor Man really, really wants to enjoy sweet potatoes, and I know you love them.
I love a sweet potato.
Oh, you guys are two peas in a pod. And I can't stand them. I've tried. He's tried many different ways to cook them, mm-hmm. and I just cannot. I can't get a sweet potato to just go down and yeah. enjoy it, right? And so last night, he's like, all right. This is my final straw. If you don't like sweet potatoes, I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do.
I'm going to give up after tonight. I'm going to make them as bad as I possibly can, like as unhealthy.
Oh, got it. Okay.
As I possibly can, and we're going to see if you like them.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Let me tell you. It means he makes them like what a toddler would like them. I need to be fed like a toddler. I realize this. He makes them with brown sugar mm-hmm. and cinnamon, so mm-hmm. they're as sweet as can be. Mm-hmm. And then he chopped them up in little baby pieces, like a toddler would eat. And I freaking loved them. I finally like sweet potatoes.
I'm sorry. Okay, so has he made this like same recipe the same? He just cut it up in little pieces?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I think maybe the thing is I really did like them in little pieces. I'm a sucker for little pieces. You know me.
No, I don't know this about you. I had no idea.
You know what's funny is when I was on the morning show, on the morning scramble with Claire and Eric, they would always make fun of me because I eat like a toddler. They'd be like, oh, she's got a juice pack again. I always eat like Kool-Aid and juice packs and all that stuff. They always made fun of me for my snacks. I think I do eat like a toddler. Maybe it was the fact that there was brown sugar and butter in it, but I do think the big fat thing is that it was chunked up. I think maybe I eat like
it does not change the taste. I guess the next step.
You want to know what my snack is today?
Is it cut up little pieces of what is it? Baby food?
Well, my snack today. Now I really think I do eat like a toddler. Is that I have cheese stick and a cutie. I mean, toddler.
I mean, I guess if that's what it takes. So you were just talking about how you are a picky eater and it's starting to eat away at Neighbor Man a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I am Neighbor Man. It's eating away at me in my house. My boyfriend, Curly, not super picky by any means. I've noticed he's more of a creature of habit, is how I'll say it.
Me
so
too.
We have like a couple meals that we always go back to either every week or every other week that are our favorites. I like to try new recipes. cooking has become something I actually enjoy. So I tried a new recipe last night.
I could have told you Curly was a creature of habit when every week he wants sushi on Friday.
Every single Friday he wants sushi. So yeah, I should have known better too. But I like to make gnocchi. So it's normally pesto gnocchi in my house. Okay. But last night I wanted to try a lemon pepper gnocchi. Sounds delicious, mm-hmm. right? So we're eating it and I'm like, ooh, I'm really liking this. Like I would make this again. I'm going to save this recipe. And he's like, yeah, it's good. It's all right. Yeah, it's good. I like it. I'm like, well, okay, that doesn't sound that convincing. Like, I want you to be excited about it. Why aren't you excited right now? And he's like, well, I would have liked it better if it was pesto. Oh,
goodness.
Which is what I always make. So I'm like, can we branch out? We rotate through the same meals every single week. Burrito bowls, probably some sort of pasta, either spaghetti or Alfredo, and then like beef and rice. And anytime I make something new, he's like, yeah, it's good. I'd rather have mac and cheese.
I think you need to learn from the lovely Miss Shannon Hansen.
Oh.
Because I love this story that Eric loves to tell about his wife, Shannon Hansen, which is that the first week that they were married, he said something about the way that she did laundry.
It's not how
his mom
did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she goes, well, then you can do the laundry. And I guess I don't really remember the whole story, but ever since he made that comment to his wife, he's done the laundry ever since. And they've been married for many, many years. I think you need to say the same thing to him. Well, then you can start making the dinner.
And then I'm going to have rice and beef every night, and I do not want that.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's pretty bright out there.
Yeah.
What is your problem? You're like dancing.
Well, yeah.
Dude. I had a realization yesterday, mostly because I had to be told that daylight savings is like a week away, a week from Sunday away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's 4 o'clock and it's light outside. Imagine, picture this, people. In 2 short weeks, it's going to be light out at like 7 p.m. We're going to get to leave this place and it's not going to be dark and sad.
Tis the season where I'm not grumpy anymore.
Well, yeah, that helps, honestly. No, and it's kidding. So stupid, but it does help.
It does help. No, it's funny you say that because I actually, you know, you always have small talk over breakfast.
Yeah.
I was telling neighbor man, I'm like, you know what? You know what's next weekend? Daylight savings time.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, oh, really? And I said, yeah, it means it's not going to be dark anymore when I leave work. I'm already starting to notice it. I noticed it yesterday.
Same.
It was staying too bright out. Not that I'm complaining.
Not too bright, never.
No, no, no. It was very nice.
I'm counting down the days.
I loved it.
I cannot wait.
So I'm excited.
It means summer is here today, right now.
And then I was telling him, I was like, you know what? If this means what I think it means, we really can't complain. That winter was nothing.
Well, don't stop. Don't.
Did I say too much?
Don't.
Did I say too much?
Stop it. You've been cut off. Let me live.
Somebody smack me.
Crazy, stupid brain thinking this is actually spring.
I think the problem why I can never truly be a Karen is because I used to work in customer service and I used to work in retail. And that's why if I have any problems, I'm never going to confront anyone. Ever. Even if it's the most minor problem. Ever.
But
I have a problem. And it needs to be solved. So I'm going to make Neighbor Man be my Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not asking him to be a full-on Karen, right? And scream. I'm just asking him to, like, call and tell him there's a problem.
Handle it.
I can't even do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't even call someone and tell them there's a problem. Because that stresses me out.
Right.
Here's the thing. We got furniture. And the thing is it's damaged in so many places that it's like not even okay.
Yeah.
Cause even like yesterday, Nearman's like, okay, like disregard that it's damaged. What do you think of it? I'm like, I can't even look at it because I can't ignore the fact it's damaged.
Yeah, that's all I can see.
I can only see that. I'm like, it's gotta get fixed. It's driving me bonkers. I need you to call them because I can't do it. I'll cry.
What?
I will. Here's the thing. I think if I were to call and be like, there's some damages, I'll end up making it about me. The call will end up being like, hey, the furniture came damaged, but really, maybe it was me. But even though it wasn't me, like I'll start, you know, like I can't.
You'll start taking the blame?
I'll say, yes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Even though it wasn't, you know?
Yeah.
That's who I am. Cause I'll be like, I can't do the confrontation.
They might talk you into, well, did you do it? And you'd be like, well, probably.
Well, probably, even though I didn't.
Yeah.
It came like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll start crying. I'll be like, do you have a therapist there that I could talk to?
Oh, and they're going to say that's a different 800 number.
Everybody's got a subscription to something. It could be like, I don't know, Netflix, Hulu. Do you have the toothbrush one?
Yes, I do.
I used to. I just recently canceled it.
I enjoy it. I like a new toothbrush head every 3 months.
I liked it because it was nice that somebody would remember, not me, to give me a new toothbrush every 3 months.
It's about that time.
I canceled that one because I added a new one to my life.
Okay.
And that is like a cleaning subscription. Let me explain. You know how Neighbor Man got a new, he's obsessed with this, a mop, like
a vacuum mop?
Mm-hmm.
A vop?
Is that what we call them?
I don't know. We should. Anyways.
He's obsessed with this thing. I mean, our floors have never been so squeaky clean in my entire life. He's got that sucker out like 2-3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Get a ma'am. A ma'am. Get a ma'am.
A vop. Do it.
Do it. They'll be obsessed. I'm telling you. Listen to me. Okay? He has it out. I mean, he had it out this morning. He's like, I'm going to be late to work, but I'm going to mop.
Okay, I need this in my life.
I'm telling you, Taylor, do it, okay? Then he was like, I need more cleaning solution.
Oh.
So now I've subscribed to a cleaning, like, solution to where it's going to give it to us every, like, 2 months. I don't know.
Wow.
Or I can up it to where if we need more, it will send it to me in the mail. I don't got to wear it. Hassle-free.
Nice.
I don't got to go to the store for the cleaning solution. It's going to come to my doorstep.
It's going to show up for you.
That big old jug, too.
Mm-hmm. That's some real
so
adulting.
That man can keep cleaning my dang floor.
Dude, I feel like I may be rounding this corner.
What?
Of something similar because my boyfriend Curly last night, we got the mail. And you know, you get like random mailers with like deals and stuff going on. And I'm not kidding. He went on 5 minutes about a Bissell vacuum that was listed for some steal of a price.
Okay.
And he's like, babe, look at this Bissell vacuum. I'm like, hey, we Taylor. Have one downstairs. And he's like, no, but it's bigger and it's better. And I just like, then go buy. What do you want me to say?
Do it. Does it mop?
I don't know. I was half listening.
Let the man have the dang thing. Let him have it. I'm telling him he's going to do it so many times in a day.
Well, now I feel like
he's
going to go
love
back.
That thing more than you. And that's okay.
And you know what? Let I'm him. Fine with that.
Let him love it more than you. And that's okay. I'm like, if you want to kiss it at night, that's fine. Kiss it more than me.
That might be too. I think you might be taking it too far.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm embarrassed to say that I am completely sucked in to TikTok beef right now.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
I don't know of any beef.
I'm going to do my best to explain it to you appropriately.
Is it inappropriate?
Well, let me explain. Okay, so do you remember the Catch Me Outside girl?
How about that?
Yeah, from Dr. Phil. So she's grown now, she has made music over the last couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Her musical name is Bad Baby.
Yep.
And then our other character is Alabama Barker.
I don't know that one.
She is the daughter of Travis Barker, which means... Her stepmom is now Kourtney Kardashian.
Okay.
She's in her late teens, I believe. Bad Baby, early 20s-ish. So, apparently these two were friends for a while. Spoiler alert, they are no longer friends. This has been like
an
ongoing feud between the two. Bad Baby accused Alabama Barker...
I like that name. I don't know why.
Alabama Barker?
Just because it rolls.
It's kind of fun to say. Alabama Barker.
Say that 5 times.
Bad Baby accused Alabama of stealing her boyfriend, LaVon, Bad Baby has
who's LaVon?
Well, Bad Baby's man, who she also has a child with.
Well, I know, but is he known?
No, I don't know who he is.
Just some nobody.
So she said, "You stole my man, who I also have a child with," which is very serious, right?
Oh, he cheated on me with you. Child.
Yes.
Okay, I'm so out of it.
Alabama came back and said, no, he was lying to both of us. Kind of like he was saying he wasn't with you anymore and he's telling you he's not talking to me. Like, messy situation. They just keep fighting and now it's turned into diss tracks.
Yes, I love a diss track.
This is where it's
Who
hard.
Who started it first?
I think Bad Baby had a diss track.
What's
about
it called?
Alabama. Not sure. Not even sure if I could say the title.
Got
because
it.
These
okay.
are... very explicit diss tracks.
Got
okay?
it.
Okay. Alabama comes back and also makes a diss track. I didn't know she was into music, but her dad is, so whatever. Now it's back to Bad Baby. Last night, 9 p.m., she drops another diss track, and there's a lot of tea in these, okay? So obviously, if you remember a couple years ago, the rapper Tyga was linked to Kylie Jenner. They dated for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Baby accuses Alabama Barker of getting with Tyga, who her stepmom is Kourtney Kardashian. Do you see the Kardashian tie here? If Alabama had a thing with Tyga, who also had a thing with Kylie, that's really awkward, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's taking lots of shots at her in the song saying she got kicked out of the Kardashian house. And the beat in the background of this diss track is a Kanye West song.
Is she going to get copyrighted?
She had to have gotten permission.
Oh.
Which means Kanye said yes to it. Kanye was married to Kim. Like, the mess, the web of pettiness here.
Never mind. I don't care.
Is absolutely crazy. I watched every video last night.
I only like diss tracks when I can follow along. I've lost... And I don't want to, I don't care.
Well, I
like it when it's like Kendrick Lamar mm-hmm. and like Drake, where I can follow.
You can follow it?
I can follow along.
I just like.
And it's like, say Drake. And I'm like, hey, I can follow
I got it.
Along.
Well, here's the last line I can tell you of Bad Baby's song is.
What?
You really think I'm dumb enough to tell you anything? I wouldn't tell you what color socks I have on. After all the explicit lyrics, by the way, to end it with that, I was like, okay.
Okay.
So now it's going to be on your For You page. You're welcome.
Well, yeah, now that you said it. And then I'm going to be like, okay, now I understand it a little bit more. So I do appreciate you bringing this up.
And now,
because otherwise I'd be so confused if it came up on my For You page.
Honestly, you and probably Kris Jenner today are very confused.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I told you last week that there's this girl that keeps popping up on my TikTok For You page that her name is like Kylie, I think. And, well, she basically yells at you. And she tells you that your house is a mess and you need to do better. I don't really like the fact that she yells at you.
Mm-hmm.
But something that I did like on her page is that she has this like closing shift. Almost like businesses do, where there's the closing crew and they clean up mm-hmm. for the opening crew to make yeah. it easier for the opening crew, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute, I kind of like this. And her thing was that, why wouldn't you do what businesses do to make it better for you in the morning? And I was like, oh, wait, I kind of like that idea.
Yeah.
She's like, just do it for like 10 minutes. So I was like, okay, I'm going to start doing this with me and Neighborman. And we've been sticking to it ever since I told you about
oh,
this.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I start a timer every single night for just 10 minutes. And I clean whatever I can. Now, here's the thing. I go past the 10 minutes every single time because you just can't stop.
Yeah, that right? would You're be like, my problem.
Right? I'm like, why am I going to stop my task, you know, halfway? Or I just get into a groove and I don't want to stop. Mm-hmm. So that's what I love about it. Here's the thing. I've been giving him little tasks because I think he needs some guidance. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the best way to put it. And I gave him his closing shift tasks yesterday. He has the day off and I told him he could do it before closing time. I'm like, if you want to get them done early, go ahead. Do it as your opening shift. I don't really care. His closing shift duty was that he needed to go through our pantry and honestly, just get rid of crap. We need to get rid of it. It's literally busting at the seams, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think what you and I would have done is we get rid of the crap we no longer need and then, I don't know, organize it.
Yes.
When I open the pantry yesterday. I'm like, did you even clean it? And he goes, yeah, I went through it. It don't look like it because it's not even organized. Like, yeah. Who cleans and doesn't organize it? Like, men and women, do we not clean the same? Do men not organize after you clean something? I'm confused. No. How do you know it's clean if you didn't organize it?
Yes. Hello? I have noticed this exact thing, really. And I've told you before that my boyfriend, Curly, seems to not even live in this house because the man doesn't know where anything is in the kitchen. And he helps me put away groceries every time.
Uh-huh.
But somehow the corn ends up like in the baking section. And I'm like, do you live here? Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine. Normally I do kitchen clean out because he thinks everything is still good and it's not. I think if I did that, he would probably just throw stuff away and then it would stay that way. He wouldn't reorganize
it.
I don't know why they don't do it.
How do you not know something's, my mind can't, am I dumb? How do you not clean something and then organize it? Because I'd be like, did I even clean it?
I think they think it's two different things. Because to me,
really?
That's one task.
If
I clean out my closet, I'm immediately going to reorganize it because that's just part of
the
cleaning.
That's one thing.
But to them, that sounds like two tasks, which sounds like two chores, which is two parts of the closing duty.
So I needed to make that as two tasks?
I guess so, yeah.
I got to write it out two because you know I put that on my index card. Because you know I'm into my index cards. I put that on my index card. Next time, I'm going to write it out twice.
You're running a full-on business in your home.
I think I'm talking to the worst person humanly possible for this when I need advice. So I'm going to need you to do your best.
I'll try.
I want to change my wardrobe, which costs money. Taylor, do your best here, okay? Somebody loves to spend money and loves to go shopping. I need you to do your best here, honey, okay? Mm-hmm. I want to change my wardrobe. Let me explain, okay? I've always just kind of known my fashion, right? For many, many years, for as long as I can remember. 2016 is when I kind of entered like really the adult world, I should say. I graduated college and I was in like the business world, right? And I've always, from like 2016 until like 2023, I would wear business professional clothes, mm-hmm. you know? I didn't really wear jeans to work. I would wear like nice pants and I would always wear a blazer. You would freaking see me in a blazer, dude. I loved them. I mm-hmm. loved a blazer mm-hmm. and a dress top. And even if I go out with friends, you'd see me wear a blazer. I loved dressing up. Heels were my favorite thing in the entire world.
Yeah.
Then I had my breakup. You know what? It changed me, okay? I became a new woman, all mm-hmm. right? And then it also changed my fashion. So after that breakup, I just kind of changed who I was. I no longer really liked the dress up me. I changed. I actually donated all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. If that's you, it's not me anymore, right? So donated it all. And then I didn't really know what I was. So then I just kind of wore a sweatshirt every day because mm-hmm. I was trying to feel it out. Then I kind of figured it out and I was like, whatever, we're just going to deal with it. This year, I kind of felt like my vibe was, I don't know, girly, I would almost say. I don't really know what my vibe is. I wear sweaters that are kind of girly. It's kind of like casual girly is what I would say.
Yeah.
Is my vibe. My new vibe that I would like to be, and I was looking up it last night on Pinterest.
Dangerous.
I know. Comfort girly.
What does that mean?
You know what? It's exactly what I'm wearing today. So comfort girly is she wears jeans. She mostly wears like leggings and she wears like sweaters and today I'm wearing leggings and I'm wearing a sweater or sweatshirt and I'm wearing a vest over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's comfort girly. But I also want to add a little bit of sporty to it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So comfort girly with a hint of sporty, where you look at her and you're like, I think she works out.
Oh.
And so I kind of want that too. Does that make sense? So
yeah.
I want comfort girly where you're like, oh my God, she's comfy in that outfit, but cute. Okay. All right. So hear me out. So comfort girly, cute.
Okay.
But sometimes you look at her and you're like, I think she might work out, you know?
Yeah.
So I was looking that up on Pinterest. It's totally my vibe right now. And I'm telling you, I might honestly hit a breaking point this weekend where I'm going to throw all my clothes away.
Okay, that's a bad idea.
Why? Because I'm about to.
Anytime that I've done that, like full on purge, within 6 months to a year, something comes back in style and you're like, why did I get rid of that?
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I feel like if it's something that you still like it, but it doesn't fit your like aesthetic or whatever, you should maybe hang on to it because chances are with how chaotic the last, I don't know how many years you just said that your style has changed in the last year or whatever, you might want to hang on to it. And then maybe limit yourself, like I'll buy one thing once a month. And see if I still even want that.
So you're saying I can't go crazy this weekend?
Well, I want to say that, but you told me I can't. So I'm trying to be responsible.
So, okay, if the real Taylor was talking to me, real Taylor would say, throw everything out of your closet and go crazy this weekend? Because, girl, I also like found out I like cargo pants.
Oh.
I kind of want all new.
My real answer is purge it all, open up a credit card, and see you later.
Time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
This is not no regular trivia question.
No.
This is a sexy trivia question.
On a Monday?
Well, gotta get you focused.
Don't. I don't want to take it back.
Got to get you focused for the week. Moving on.
I'm listening.
I got you focused. Mm-hmm. You're listening. 33% of women say this is the sexiest talent a man can have.
Mm.
What is it?
Okay. All right. Okay. You can, I don't know. What do you want me to say? You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I think you're more just worried about what's going to come in on the text line.
You know, as soon as you said it, I was like, this is a family program, everybody. All right.
Please remember that when you text it to us.
Would you say it to your grandma?
Ask yourself that. Just know that the answer can't be dirty. Why would I say something that's
hard to trust?
33% of women say this is the sexiest talent a man can have. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Most of the time, I follow the rules and I keep things quizzical.
Yeah.
I keep things trivia.
Tonight, yeah,
I'm making things weird. I don't.
Oh, jeez.
Tonight's trivia question: 33% of women say this is the sexiest talent a man can have. What is it?
You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, 25-41 said cooking.
That is pretty hot.
Cooking's great. I love a man that can grill.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Flipping burgers?
No, actually, no.
What?
I would prefer you know how to cook. Let me grill. I always would ask my dad growing up if I could grill. If I could go out there and grill.
Yeah.
I need a man who can't grill.
Oh. I don't want anything
so I
to
can
do,
do
with
it.
It.
So I can do it.
I didn't know that that was a dream of yours.
I like grilling.
Okay.
Now you know.
Weird. Yeah, that's random.
Avery said, peck muscles bouncing. Ha, ha, ha.
Like the Rock.
Up and down. Oh, my God.
I don't like that.
You don't?
Honest. No, I think it's freaky and weird. It's impressive, right? Because you got to have some strong muscles to do that. I don't like
how
it.
How do you do that?
Well, you flex.
I couldn't. I can't.
Well, there's a reason for that.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. It's weird. Don't look at me.
Wait, why can't I look at you?
Because I know you're trying.
Yeah, you have it.
Anyways, 48-29 said listening. That's nice.
Yeah.
If I don't have to repeat myself, that's pretty attractive.
Yeah, I'm sick and tired of saying, are you listening?
Did you hear me?
You've been listening to me at all. You love me.
Oh, God. Or if they're if they show that they've been listening, like you say, oh, I really have been craving an Oreo. And then they just show up with Oreos. That's great. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I still can't get over it. I got to move on.
It's time to move on from the pec muscles. Seriously.
I just wanted to know what you did in your free time.
Well, not that.
Now you know what I do in my free time.
You got a new hobby or something. I don't know.
33% of women say this is the sexiest talent a man can have. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I swear to God, if you spread a rumor around the building.
You just said it on the public radio. There is no rumor to be had. You confirmed it.
I know. I'm just hoping that the people who are listening don't spread it. And you also need to not spread it.
No, tell everybody. Tell everyone.
Tonight's trivia question. Sorry. You know, I now can't do this trivia question without laughing. I gotta be serious.
Grow up.
33% of women say this is the sexiest talent a man can have. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
All right, men, listen up. 33% of women say the sexiest talent a man can have? Playing a piano.
Random.
That's what I'm thinking.
I kind of expected more like playing the guitar.
I was thinking singing.
Singing, yeah. Uh-huh. Not that playing piano is not impressive. I just don't know about like...
Here's the thing.
Sexy.
I want to see it. I think it's always like sexy when it's a big piano because those things overwhelm me. How do you know what to do?
What do you mean a big piano?
You know, like the kind that open up? That scares
me. Like a piano. I think they all do.
Well, I guess there's a keyboard.
Okay, yes. But that's not even about the skill. You're just impressed by the piano.
I'm just impressed you could tackle that big old thing. And then if you could do the kind that's two layers, whoa there.
What?
You know? The kind that has like the keyboard and not the thingy-majiggers, and then it's got the second layer.
Isn't that an organ?
In a church. Yeah.
That would be an organ. That's not the same.
I consider it also a piano. Is it not?
I don't know what else.
Nope, you can do that. Anymore. That's sexy. Honestly, I'm wowed by anything.
Sounds like it.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.